Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brady.
No cold open today, huh?
No.
Yeah, well.
I'm kind of boring today, sorry.
It's been a crazy week for me. I don't know. Anyway, I mentioned last episode that we should do a episode all about finding, like, good words for Mad Libs. And at first I was super excited. And now I'm kind of questioning, maybe this is a shitty idea. But I'm doubling down. I'm committing. This is what we're doing. And, you know, we have to have a few duds here and there, even if our duds outweigh our good ones. What?
Wow.
The good gosh.
That was weird.
Why did that just happen?
I don't know. It's like I would understand if one of us was over there or even just walking past it, but
we've literally been sitting on this couch.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go check that out.
Where is it?
I don't even know. One of our kids' toys is going off. If you can't hear this, I saw something freaky in our son's room earlier tonight. Decided that's my imagination and walked out. Check in that bottom gray tote. We'll get back to you. Okay, so the question is that foreboding of, yes, this is a bad episode idea, don't do it?
I don't know.
That might be the most exciting thing that happens in the next hour for everyone listening. Oh, goodness sake.
Sorry.
Now I'm waiting for happiness bunny to come alive and attack me. A big, big stuffed bunny.
So, funny story.
Oh, wait.
I cannot. I'll keep trying to think about it. But I had something happen to me the other day that I was like, holy shit, like something supernatural. I can't remember what it was. I'll keep thinking it was just either today or one of the days around today, something happened and it was a noise, but I can't remember what the noise was. I just remember having to investigate it and there was nothing, no reason for there to be a noise. So I don't know. Is there like a something? Because I know we had a full moon a couple days ago and it was a something moon. I can't remember, you said what it was, but
cold moon.
And I'm like,
or the wolf moon.
And I'm like, I don't know if that would have anything to do with it, but I just had, it wasn't anything like crazy. I think I had one last night where I was just sitting in here playing video games and I thought I could hear somebody walking or like knock something over in the kitchen. And I was like, so I went and looked and there was nothing amiss. So I don't know. We'll keep our
Brady has his ghost app going. Did I already say that or
no, you told me to get it out, but I don't think we said it on the episode.
I try not to talk about the video games Brady's playing because you can't see. But I'm just gonna say this. I hate Power Wash Simulator. Like, yes, it's satisfying, but then you always get to the point where you're 99% complete and it's just like the most obscure tiny speck you can't freaking find. And then you just, like, it's annoying and I hate it. So, not my favorite game. But that is beside the point. If you would like to watch Brady play some video games and hear our banter, he's finally, hopefully starting back up his channel on YouTube. You can check him out at Attack This.
Attack This Gaming.
Attack This Gaming. And maybe if you put the pressure on him, he'll get those episodes edited sooner. So I think that's what's going to stop you, is you need to go edit. And yeah, you haven't put a desire forth.
I could, it shouldn't take too long. It's just a matter of stapling them together and figuring out how long I want to cut them to. Probably like 30-minute episodes. But yeah, after like a
three-year hiatus.
Three-plus year hiatus. Hiatus.
You got something right next to you on your ghost radar.
I know.
By the way.
And I don't know what it is. I've gotten a couple words.
Oh, what are some words? The ghost is helping us write down some words for Mad Libs. We should play Ghost Mad Libs. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So the last time I used this was February 6, 2021. I don't know if we were doing a podcast then. We'll have to look. So the first word I got was waste. And then cost, afraid, chain, and that's it.
Okay, the first two make a lot of sense as to a conversation we had, an argument we had yesterday. The last two just scare me.
Afraid and chain?
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
Is there something like chained here?
A waste of cost would be if I would have paid money for this game.
Okay. Well.
And they're afraid it would lead to a chain reaction of me buying shitty
games.
Okay,
now you're just looking into it. Now you're just looking into it. Okay. All right. So I figured we could go over maybe some of the definitions of things for refreshers. We need to find out what the fucking adverb is, because we always get adverbs, and then we just, like, look at each other like, I still don't understand what an adverb is.
Adverb?
Adverb, because it's, like, a descriptive verb, but wouldn't that just be an adjective? And can we talk a minute, I hate the English language, but can we talk a minute about how stupid things are about, like a noun's a person, place, or thing. That's pretty broad in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate, like, when you're playing Mad Libs, and it's like, use a noun, now a person, but your noun might have been George Washington, and then a person, you, Abraham Lincoln. It's like, I went to the George Washington with Abraham Lincoln, and like, it makes no sense. Like,
it should say like noun place or noun person. That'd be a lot easier.
Well, if that were the case, then it should just say person or place, like specifically. Oh, hell, you're doing this?
What?
A full on backyard? No. All right, whatever. You have fun. You have fun. I was hoping you'd play Starlight Valley, but...
Dreamlight Valley. Not a plug, but that game is a 10.
And...
I think you can buy it on PC right now. It's in pre-release everywhere, but if you buy it on PC, because I was on Steam today because my friend wanted me to add him, and it was on my recommendations, and I think it was like $40, and I'm like, dude, this game is way worth more than $40, but maybe it's just because it's in pre-release.
Your thing's back. Your little ghost.
He's afraid of you. That's maybe what he was saying, because every time you mention him, he takes off.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I'm an adult virgin. Alright, so noun. I decided, we all know noun. Person, place, or thing. We all watch that Schoolhouse Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
But according to the internet, noun is a word other than a pronoun used to identify any of a class of people, place, or things, common noun, or to name a particular one of these, proper noun.
Ooh.
But when you play Mad Libs, it doesn't differentiate between proper and common, so it's just all nouns, right? You would think. I'm starting to find all the flaws in my favorite game, which honestly, like, as dumb as I am with English, I think this is such a good tool to teach kids words.
Well, I'm wondering if you can find a Mad Libs that will be like, okay, use a, because I want to say I've had some where they're like, okay, name a place, name
Well,
a
they,
person, name a historical figure.
yeah, they do have that. And there are some that are like name, like that's when it gets into the specifics. Use an adverb instead of just a regular verb, a verb ending in ing. So I don't know. Like I said, I've just been doing little ones off the internet lately. I would love to invest in a book of Mad Libs, like an official book. I did take the liberty of getting on Pinterest and just like saving up a bunch of Mad Libs to print out that we could do.
Well, then it would kind of also take away, because if it was like a noun, you could be like penis, vagina, butthole, whatever. But if it's like
Name a body
person from
part.
history, then you'd be like, oh, well, I can't say penis because it's no, there's nobody. I mean, there's I'm sure there's somebody somewhere named penis, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Cool. So, can we think of any like, see, I hate the noun thing because I want to say let's like think of a list of funny nouns that we can go to because we have our go-to. Well, I have my go-to verb and adjective, which is gyrating and jiggly. And I want to say let's go have a go-to like a list of go-to funny nouns. But like I said, because we could do like high anus.
Yeah.
But then when like for body parts, and it's like, well, shit, now like we already, I don't know.
Low anus.
I don't know. So my sister named one
Yeah.
that made me shit my pants, but
But I don't want to get canceled.
yeah, people would be very offended by it.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully
Like, I'm not
so.
going to deny it.
No, but
It's
it's
not
the.
anything racist. It's just not something you would talk about in a normal.
Well, I guess it could be. Anyway, so I don't know. Where's just some funny, off the cuff. I mean, I'm even in dark humor. Is that a kid coughing?
It's my belly.
All right,
Or
cool.
the computer.
There's a lot of fun noises happening in this house tonight. Have you gotten any more words? Has the ghost suggested any good nouns to use?
Nope, chain is the last one.
All right.
It's still warm enough though, so put it out there. That was so freaky though, that thing, because I'm there's no reason that it should have done that.
Happens a lot. I know, there's like no cars driving by. But I feel like my kids' toys go off
Well,
randomly a lot.
no, like, here's the thing. It's like a lot of the stuff will go off if we're walking past it, because a lot of the toys have other toys on top, and you're like, oh, that makes sense. But I don't know. You
You lost your
shouldn't.
train of thought.
No, there was no. We were both sitting here.
We'd been
There
sitting
was.
here for a while.
Yeah, we hadn't moved. None of the kids are walking around. My computer's on, but it's not doing anything crazy. And yeah, I don't know. Should not, probably, in my opinion, shouldn't have went off, but I don't know. I'm not gonna spend all night trying to debate on it, 'cause odds are it was just
Well, I
coincidence.
told you the one night you were at work, I was sitting here, and if this goes off now, I'm leaving the room. But our kids have a little steering wheel, and it sings, like, the minute it turns on, it sings a little song about buckling up. Like, it always, that's just like the first thing it always plays. So I'm sitting here watching TV, Brady's at work. And that goes off randomly. Kids have been in bed for a while. I've been sitting here watching TV for a while, and that goes off randomly. And it doesn't start off with the buckle up song. It starts off with this, it just goes, green means go, red means stop, red means stop, red means stop. And then it's nothing. Like it doesn't do any more noises, doesn't. But it just freaked me out, And I just was like, if this is like a premonition of like, hey, your husband's gonna get in a car accident. And so I was like, I texted him even though he was at work and I knew he wouldn't get it. I'm like, you better drive home safe tonight. And then in the morning he's like, well, my Mike, shout out to Mike if he even listens anymore. I don't know.
I don't think he does, but
Oh, he
I don't
did
know.
for a long when we were on our hiatus, he'd come up and he's like, I was listening to the podcast, and I was like,
If he does, he hasn't mentioned
Probably because he's
it.
embarrassed.
Maybe.
But shout out to Mike if you're listening. He was driving that night, and you're like, I'll tell him to drive safe.
He usually drives pretty safe. It kind of bugs me because
Because you
I'm the,
don't.
well, we have different driving styles. I have an aggressive driving style and he's got passive. So it's like,
Mike drives like me.
if I see a car that I feel like is being dangerous, he's like, boy, I'm gonna stay back and get like, stay behind this guy so I can keep an eye on him at all times. And my thought process is, I need to leave this guy in the dust so I don't have to deal with, whatever he's got going on, whether he's drunk or just a bad driver.
Right. Anyways, can you think of any fun nouns?
Person, place, or thing.
Like, personally for me, George Washington's a go-to just because it Game Grumps reference. But you know me, I'm a
Yeah.
sucker for like references or Easter eggs. We could do Frank Reynolds, Danny DeVito. Why am I thinking people only?
You could do a nun.
None.
I mean, I don't know if that's offensive to like Catholics because we obviously don't have nuns, but I don't know. Like, nun. Because it's funny, but it's also like,
While we're on the subject of people, did you get a word?
I got a text from a kid, but I also got toward and aren't.
Those aren't nouns. Toward, like toward
Like
you.
toward something. Toward.
All right. Not like I toured the museum.
Yeah.
That anyway. While we're on the subject, do we like using McCade and bucket as nouns? Or is that just have you had a bad experience and don't want to ever use them ever again?
I don't care. We can throw them in there. I just because it's a make-believe story. It's not like a
I
legit
know,
like.
but you were very concerned about the bucket one.
I just felt bad. I was like, oh, freaking called him. Oh, I can't even remember what
Yeah, but
his
you said something about
noun
McCabe being moist and erect.
and
So, I
yeah,
don't know. I'd say that one's more disturbing since your brother, but
that was weird. But
right, cool. I guess we can think of funnier places and
a
things.
clown's house,
A clown's house.
circus,
That shit ain't funny.
a dildo.
Dildo?
Man, that's probably one of my favorite words there is.
Really?
I love that word.
Dildo Baggins?
Yeah, it's just such a funny word. Because there are certain words where you're like, oh, they're going to repeat the letter and it doesn't work. But sometimes it does. Like, I hate the word wasps. I don't know why. Maybe just because I hate wasps.
Yeah, I wish I could think of a funny place, but
Smithsonian. That's not funny.
it's not funny, it's boring. All right, well, let's move on to the internet says a verb, a useful word to describe an action, state, or occurrence, and forming the meaning of part of the predicate. Is that it? Predicate.
Predicated.
But it's predicate.
Oh, I
Predicate?
thought you said it ended with a D.
No.
Yeah, predicate.
Of a sentence such as hear, become, happen. I don't know what predicate means. Predicate, the part of a sentence or clause containing a verb and stating something about the subject.
Predicate? Is that how you said it in school?
I have no
That
clue.
sounds familiar to me, a predicate,
I
but
feel like I've never heard that word in my life. So, my favorite verb being gyrating. Would that be incorrect to use for a verb? And I would just have to say gyrate. Unless.
It probably, yeah, it could, because I want to say the last couple we've done, it'll either say a verb or a verb ending in ing or ed or whatever. So gyrate would probably be a normal, like just the regular
So it'd have to
reading.
be, yeah, okay. Well, just with predicate, it just sounds like it's like a happening now versus like jumping is, well, I guess that's a now. I guess I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
All
it'd
right.
be a gyrating thrust.
Thrust would be a funny.
Insert.
Oh, insert's a good one. So we got gyrate. Sorry, I wasn't writing these down like I was supposed to. When I was like re-listening to our Mad Libs episodes, I was like, oh, this would be a good one. This would be a good verb we should have used, and totally blanked on them. So I should be writing these down as I think about it. But my biggest question, what the hell's an adverb? And why can we not remember it? The internet says, I'm gonna repeat this so it gets stuck in our thick skulls. An adverb is, this says a noun under the little dictionary or whatever, when you like type in to Google what a word means and it tells you what type it is. This says noun.
It's an ad noun.
An ad noun. A word or phrase that modifies or qualifies an adjective, verb, or other adverb or a word group expressing a relationship of place, time, circumstance, manner, cause, degree, etc. Like gently, quietly, then, there. Students are encouraged to pair back adjectives and adverbs in order to let the action present itself. So that makes sense. Adverb is a combination of adjective and verb. I get that. My only problem is I just feel like gently, quiet, those are just adjectives. So where does the verb come in?
I guess if you're saying like you quietly jumped,
Is quiet a verb?
an adverb,
Well, I know, but like,
like an adjective. Because it's not really an action, it's like it's a describing word.
yeah. So that's what I'm saying is, where do the verbs come in?
After,
It's
I guess, I don't know.
like is gentle? Gentle wouldn't be a verb. So like, I still don't know what that it's. I don't know what an adverb is. I still don't even read that definition. I don't know.
And so,
It just sounds like it's an adjective. It sounds made up like bullshit.
yeah, like an adjective that's gonna describe a word, but or describe a verb, but
But
I don't
couldn't that
know.
be anything, really?
Could be any adjective.
Exactly. And I'm sure if someone out there is smarter than us and can explain it better, please do. Because this shit makes no sense to me. It sounds like why do we have to complicate things and add extra stuff onto it? Just get rid of adverbs and let's just do verbs and adjectives, because I don't see how. I'm gonna hit a list of examples. Quickly, slowly, yesterday. How was yesterday an adverb? Last week, here, there, today, daily, never, rarely, extremely, annually.
I don't know. We'll just have to look it up every time,
Okay,
probably.
probably. So I have here a list of it says adjectives in one corner and then adverbs in the other. So an adjective would be good, and an adverb would be well. An adjective would be clear, an adverb would be clearly. Mostly. So is it just making it like hope, hopefully, slow, slowly, quick, quickly, easy, easily, hard, hardly, late, lately?
Have no idea. I'm so confused
I
right
am
now.
so confused too. Are we stupid?
I don't move on.
I.
We'll just look at the list every time for those.
Okay.
No funny ones.
No funny ones. Adjective. I didn't write this in, but we all know what the hell an adjective is. I think I did this mainly just for that last loophole, which is an adverb. Adjective. It's a descriptive word, but let me pull up like the official. A word or phrase naming an attribute added to or grammatically related to a noun to modify or describe it. Perfect. Beautiful. Easy to understand what the hell it is. Adverbs can take a back seat. Oh my hell. So, jiggly has been my go-to since I was in middle school. My dad taught me that word, and it was just so hilarious to me. And then one day in middle school, during reading time, do you remember reading time? Oh man, that was the best.
Wait, which reading time? When you
No.
got to read, or when the
Yeah, when
teacher
we got
read
to
to you?
read. When we got to read. During reading time, our teacher just says, someone name of this, and someone name something. And then he said, someone name an adjective. And I said, jiggly. And then when he read it, everyone like laughed their asses off. And so when he did the next adverb, he's like, Amanda, you choose another adjective. You're good at this. And I was like, ugh, I don't know any other good ones.
Very jiggly.
Very jiggly. What would, unless the adjective is jiggle, and then jiggly is the adverb. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense.
Don't jiggle, jiggle.
Okay, I feel like there's a ton of moist. This is a good adjective. Erect.
Leaky.
Oh, I fleshy. I thought of that one. Fleshy's a good one. At least I think.
Yeah.
See, that's right up there with moist. Like that could be
Moist,
very,
fleshy, wet.
like, make you uncomfortable. You think what's a good one? You just gotta be careful. Don't be adding that next to your brother's name.
Stinky.
Stinky. There's gotta be a better one for. Oh, I thought of a good verb. I think it's a verb. It'd be qualified as a verb, right? A queef. Is that not an action? I guess sometimes they happen by
It's both.
accident.
It's an action and a thing.
And a thing?
Yeah, it's like a fart. It's like you can either
Oh,
let a
you mean a
fart.
noun?
Yeah, like a person, place, or thing.
Okay,
Sorry, I
sorry.
should have
You
said
just
the
said
whole
a
thing.
thing, so I didn't know. I'm like an adverb?
No,
Are we ta is queef an adverb?
a thing.
A
No, a person,
thing.
place, or thing. Thing.
Cool. Are there any more outside of like sounds, people, and I thought animals would be a fun one to go over just because I want to look up some like crazy ass animals that we could use. I don't know. Do you want to? Is there any other words you can think of that we need to know, or do you think we've covered our bases?
I don't know, would you want to use swear words?
See, I'm fine with swear words, but where would swear word, like ass would obviously be a noun.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to use the F word, you could put it wherever you wanted.
That'd be a verb, would it?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a verb, it could be,
I think it's just a verb.
I'd say verb, but most people don't use it as a verb, like in everyday talk.
I guess bitch is a noun. It's a person.
Yeah, or
Oh,
dog.
no, it'd be, or would it be an adjective? Because it's just, well, is it
It'd be
describing?
like the act, if you did it like the act of bitching. Couldn't stop bitching.
Yeah, but if you were just call someone a bitch, would that be an adjective?
No, I'd say now, because then you'd be like that bitch.
I just found something. I'm going to type in adverb again. Because up here on my little Google, it says... it just went away. Are you kidding me? It had a definition for kids on adjective. And I thought, oh my gosh, let's get that on adverb. To make my life, maybe I could understand it then. I just saw it. Hold on. Definition for kids. Loading. Adverb, noun. Again, it's saying it's a noun. Adverb, a word used to modify a verb. An adjective, another adverb. No, that's the same freaking thing. Same freaking thing as the last definition. Never mind.
And I had hoped. Against hope.
Have you gotten any more words from your ghost?
Nope, aren't is my last word.
Alright, well. I have maybe a thought on that, but we can discuss that later. Because like I said, it pertains to an argument you and I had. So that's best left off air. We don't need to air our dirty laundry in front of everyone. So for today's Mad Libs, like I said, I made a bunch on Pinterest to print out. I found a bunch on Pinterest that I just had the idea that we'll just print all these out. And then I'll just have a whole hoard that we can go through. But I took the liberty of making one again. Just because I'm having heartburn. Sorry.
That's why you did it? Because you're having heartburn?
No, because I was singing a song the other day. And Brady was like, those are the lyrics? And I'm like, how did you not know these lyrics? So I thought this would be a great opportunity to... turn just the first verse, because I didn't want to be too, like, long with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you came home, and I didn't want you to know the song I was doing, because I didn't want it to, like, alter your decision-making. But just the first verse, we could do another Mad Libs like we did with Chunky. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Cool, and then, so, I guess the rest of the episode, we'll just do this. Maybe I'll run and print off some Mad Libs, but let's start with this. Give me a noun.
George Washington.
Heck yeah. Another noun.
Camaro.
Adjective.
Moist.
Really quick, and I find that I always do this when we do Mad Libs about the third one. I stop and talk about whatever. Do you know what song we're doing?
No idea.
Okay. Noun. Do you want me to look at our list of nouns we put down?
Mm-hmm.
We have nun, George Washington, Danny DeVito, dildo.
A nun.
Adjective?
Jiggly.
Dang, I knew the one I wanted you to use, but that's just because I'm reading the whole thing. Verb.
Verb. Thrust.
Noun.
Dildo.
Noun.
A Waffle House.
Oh, that is a good one. We need to keep that in the bank. Um, Adjective ending in ing.
Fucking.
Is that an adjective, though?
Oh no, I was thinking of verb. Adjective. Adjective ending in ing.
I'm just gonna put gyrating because you're struggling.
That's a verb.
Oh yeah, that is. Damn it.
Did you
Yeah,
mean a verb ending in ing?
no. Adjective ending in ing.
Oh, no, that's a verb too. Is there? I have no freaking clue.
Okay, adjectives ending in ing generally describe the thing that causes the emotion. A boring lesson makes you feel bored. So annoyed, annoying. Bored, boring. Confused, confusing. Disappointed, disappointing.
Arousing. There you go. That's a good one.
Now I'm trying to see what lyric I, because maybe I did mess this up. Okay. I did mess it up. Instead of ending in ing, it needs to end in ed, and I did write that down. I just misread it because, honestly, I'm an idiot. I'm gonna blame the lighting situation in here, but let's just face it, I'm an idiot. So,
You're not an idiot.
an adjective ending in ed. You want me to just write down the original lyric? So, because I told you what it was, so you might be.
Now I know what the song is.
I don't think you know what the song is, but.
We could put board. That ends in ED, right?
Verb.
Lick,
Verb.
poke,
Season.
spring,
Noun.
stripper.
Adjective.
Huge.
Adjective. I got like three adjectives in a row, so let's see, what did we write down? We wrote down jiggly, moist, erect, fleshy, wet.
Did we use which ones of those have we used?
Jiggly. Pretty
Then
sure.
erect.
Adjective. Please excuse us, that was our furnace.
Was not a ghost this time.
Not this time. Speaking of, has your ghost suggested any adjectives for us?
Nope, still aren't. This aren't is the last word. Sorry, that didn't. I wasn't trying to butcher the English language. Adjective, slutty.
One more adjective.
Whorish. Is that the same exact thing?
Whorish.
Whorish. Like, man, she sure is whorish.
Verb.
Spray.
Noun.
Your rectum.
All right, so the song I was singing.
I kind of figured it out. Can I figure it out?
Yeah.
Just because you said geek.
Okay.
I just thought, in a perfect world, all the geeks get the girls.
No, that's not the song.
Good song though.
Good song though. It was Laffy Taffy by
Oh.
D. Who sings it? I should know this. It's like D.
Them Franchise Boys?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know who did it because I didn't listen to that song.
I just can't believe D4L is D4L. So I just went straight into the first verse, like I said. So I'm looking for Miss George Washington. I'm Mr. Camaro. I want a donna own cause you so moist. Girls call me. Oh, shit. Oh, girls call me a nun because I stay so jiggly. You can thrust me for a long time, oh my lord. Girl, this ain't no dildo. It's a Waffle House. And I'm really bored up and I got modo. I lick, I poke, that's all I do. It's the springtime, but your stripper got me huge. Gunget erect, gunget slutty, don't be whorish. I'm fey boy. I know you wanna spray your rectum and it shows what's happening, what's up, let's go, so
Don't spray your rectum. I spray mine all the time on that bidet.
bidet is a good noun. All right, well, we're at 10 minutes. Should we go like do more? We bored.
Okay, we get another one, or we can talk about ghosts.
I was gonna say, do you want to just restart that ghost app? And we can just sit here and tell ghost stories, and then every time it shouts a word, we could add it somewhere along where it's needed, if it's a verb, adverb.
I could, I wonder.
Maybe the ghost knows what an adverb is. We sure as hell don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, I'm like, would it, like, it's kind of a loaded gun, but you're like, do you want to talk to the ghost or ask and see if, because I mean, technically, we haven't really gotten any words, but we also haven't been talking to it or about it, except for when we're like, hey, is there any words? And there's like three words pop up.
Hey, whoever's in here, would you like to play Mad Libs with us? Is a little speck even popping up anymore?
Don't know. So I don't know. What do you want to do? You want me to restart it, or do you want to leave it going, or?
I feel
Because I
like.
know that's the thing with this, is. We've had a lot of people, like a lot of reviewers, that are like, well, it's that's only when it's warming up or blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's warming up, but I get a lot of like intelligent answers when it's warming up. I don't get like
Yeah,
nonsense.
no, I agree. I seem to get more intelligent answers when it's warming up versus after it's done, just because I feel like once it's warmed up, it doesn't answer as much.
Yeah. So I can restart it. Crazy Incredible Hulk of Sleep. I had something happen to me.
Did you remember?
No, just now. Like, I remembered what had
Oh.
happened.
All right, what just happened just now?
So I was on the computer. We took a short break so that I could go print some Mad Libs, and it was right at the end. So I was just getting ready to come back. And I mean, this could have been because of this, but I had to itch my eye. So I stopped for a second, or I was just sitting at the computer screen and I itched my eye. And then as I opened my eye, I thought it was you, because you were making some noise at the time. I saw something walk up to the side of me. I thought it was either you or the kid, because you know how kids will just walk up and plant themselves right next to you. That's what it looked like. And so I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And then I turned and there's nothing. And I was like, that was weird. But last night I was. So you had taken our son to bed because he didn't want to go to bed. He just wanted to be up. So you took him to our bed and laid down with him. to try to get him to go to bed. And you guys were in there, and I heard something fall in the dining room / kitchen area. I'm not sure which one exactly, but something like went boom, like it fell off a cabinet, or fell off a countertop, or it fell off something. And I went in there and looked around, and there was nothing. And I wanted to go in and ask you, like, hey, did you hear that? Hey, did you notice anything? But then at the same time, I was like, didn't know whether you were asleep or about asleep, and nothing, you know, is worse for kids than being about asleep and then having stimulation. Because then you're like, well, they're not going to sleep now because, you know, I just woke them up. But yeah, so that last night was not really anything compared to what just happened. Like, that legitimately, I could have, if I wouldn't have looked over and saw nothing and you had come up to me a little bit later and said, hey, like, I wasn't in there, I'd have been like, bullshit, you were freaking standing right next to me. But yeah, I stopped, looked over, like, gonna be like, what do you want? And then nothing. So, yeah, that just happened and happened last night, and that's probably, like, I don't see things. Not trying to be, like, pompous or whatever, but it's like, I'm a person who I will, if I see something, it's out of the corner of my eye. And, like, that one was more, it wasn't quite corner of my eye, because corner of my eye I usually equate to, like, I didn't get a good view of it. You know, I didn't get a good shot, if you will. And this one, I'm like, I legit 100% saw something. And, like, yeah, it could have been, you know, because I just rubbed my eye. But I don't think so. I think, like, I don't know if it's something. And last night, our son, as I was trying to get him to go to bed before I gave him to you, we were laying in our bed and we had a light on in there. And he just, like, was obsessed with staring at this spot on the ceiling. And I just, like, was getting so mad. I'm just like, close your eyes, close your eyes. So I kept, like, rubbing my hand down his face to get his eyes to close. And as soon as they would close, they would just pop straight back open and go straight to there. And I'm like, what in the hell are you looking at? Kind of thing. Like, I could not, you know, like, it just kind of was like, well, there's got to be something that he's looking at. Like, I looked and I couldn't see anything. Not to say, like, oh, that's, you know, there's definitely nothing there. I'm like, yeah, I couldn't see anything. But I feel like babies are on a whole nother plane of existence because they're so fresh.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. He might have been seeing something. I think the favorite theory to go to is it's my grandma that passed away a few months ago.
Well, they had kind of a special moment together. But yeah, he did that to me the other day. I was feeding him in bed. I think it was Christmas. And I was feeding him in bed because obviously we couldn't be in the living room till the girls were woken up. So, but anyway, I was feeding him and he just pulls away from his bottle, which my kid, I mean, I guess he has been doing it a lot lately where he's like, I'm done eating, and spits it out. But for the most part, like, he's attached to his bottle. He's a big boy. And, like, even, like, my grandma and everyone's like, do you burp him still? Do you know you have to burp babies? And I'm like, no, because if you pull that bottle from that kid's mouth, he just screams.
Yeah, I burp him at the end.
Yeah, I burp him at the end. I don't even do that anymore. But, anyway, he pulls the bottle out of his own mouth and just stares up at this spot on our ceiling. And I just can't get him interested in his bottle to save his life. So, yeah, I had wondered if it was your grandma too. I didn't sense anyone, but I didn't really have a strong emotional connection to her like you did. So if anyone's going to sense her, I think it'd be you.
Well, that's the thing, is I didn't really sense anybody, but I was kind of like, I don't want to say not trying to, but I was like trying not to, because I was just trying to put him to bed, and he kept looking at something. I was just like, dude, there's nothing there, go to bed. And it wasn't like me trying to be like, there's nothing there. It was me trying to be like, dude, just freaking go to bed. But he's also, 6 months old. So that doesn't really help me telling him there's nothing there, because he doesn't.
I wasn't acting scared.
No, he just was locked onto that spot. And I was like, all right, dude.
So here's a fun ghost story. Back around our anniversary, so in November, I was on the toilet, as you do, and Brady, so we have a really stupid bathroom, I know I've mentioned, but there's one plug in the bathroom and it's up on a janky little old-fashioned light. So Brady had his beard trimmer plugged in. The beard trimmer itself wasn't there, so the cord was just dangling down the length of the wall on the side of the sink, just hanging there. And there were like people walking by, cars walking by, and our house shakes. I get it. But just randomly, with no one walking by, no car that I could hear, no cars going by, and I recorded this. The cord just starts to like, it almost looks like it's being not necessarily pulled, but like lifted up.
You did record it.
Yeah, I said I recorded it.
Oh, I thought you said I thought I recorded it.
No,
So I
I did
thought.
record this. The cord just starts like lifting. It looks like it's being lifted up and dropped, just like little quick jerk movements. So I pulled out my phone and recorded it, and even asked, like, can you do that again? And it did it again. It did it a couple times. I even like tried to record underneath the sink to see if it was like a mouse or something. We couldn't figure it out. And like you can even see as I'm recording, like it stops moving, and like in a moment when it stops moving, one of the kids goes like running past the bathroom and it doesn't move. So it wasn't And out, it wasn't like the house was shaking to cause that. That being said, just I feel like a lot of creepy stuff happens in our bathroom, especially lately. We have to sleep with the bathroom door closed because if that's open, someone wakes up early in the middle of the night, something happens. So we have to sleep with the bathroom door closed now. Can't remember what night it was, if you were at work or where you were, but like I just was having a moment where I was like, I'm done. Like I love my kids, but I'm tired. I don't want to be a mom. So I sat down, like went to the bathroom, just had a pee, but I pulled my book out, fully intending to like, I'm just gonna take a few minutes to myself to read this book. And something in this house, it's a very motherly thing because it gets angry with me if I'm angry with my kids. But yeah, it was not happy. So I sit down with my book to just take 10 minutes to myself. And I want to say this was last night, but I feel like you weren't home. Anyway, the shower curtain starts being pulled towards me, but it was like just like again, like the cord to the razor clippers or whatever, like it's just like just short little things, like not like it was grabbed and like ripped towards me, but it was just like was slowly like inch by inch, just like sh sh and I was just like, really? Are you shitting me? I can't get like 10 minutes to myself. Like it was almost because my son was crying because it was his, like he was tired, but I was like forcing him to the minute to like before I'd bathe him and get him ready for bed because he's been waking up at 5:30 lately, so I'm like, no, you need to be good and tired so we can sleep in. So I was just letting him cry, just have 5 minutes because I was just done and I just needed a minute. And whatever was in the bathroom's like, nope, go be a mom. You don't get 5 minutes. You don't get to read your book. Go be a mom. And I was so pissed, but
Jeez.
yeah. So I mean, not the first time something like that's happened to me in the bathroom, but Has your ghost friend said anything?
No. It's been completely. Well, no, never mind. No. I thought maybe it had said the same a word that it had said before, but no, I just the way it was set up was kind of weird.
That's crazy. But yeah. I do have one story, but I don't know if I should share it or not.
Is it personal or just like embarrassing or upsetting to someone?
Let's just say our main audience is like close friends and McCade, so it's like content I feel inappropriate sharing with them. Do you know what story I'm referring to?
I feel like we've told this story on here already.
No, I've only told you. We're very rambly and off subject. Has your ghost said anything? Or have they completely abandoned us just to say, save money and I'm afraid because I'm chained up?
No, I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, I just came to say this creepy things. Well, you printed out 3 Mad Libs. We could just save them just for other days if you want. Do you got any more like recent ghost stories that happened?
I don't know, like just in this house, and it's kind of hard because we put up this, we'll say protection. We put up protection on this house, so it's kind of hard to push things away. I'm not trying to like be weird. I'm just trying to look for the right way to put it, because when things start to feel weird in our house, we'll put a blessing on the house, do different things to make sure that nothing is lingering, you know. But I want, like, in my blessings, I usually am very blunt with the fact that I'm like, you know what, like, what we understand that not all spirits are evil. And so it's like, we're, if something wants to pass through the house and it has no ill will, whatever, then, you know, so be it. But I have zero tolerance for things that want to bother and upset the kids and upset you and do whatever. I'm like, that one, I'm not gonna leave any leeway. So in like my blessings, I'll, you know, be like, you know what, if it's like you said, like my grandma, or if it's your grandma or your grandpa or somebody, you know, somebody coming to check on us that's, you know, passed on, that used to be a big part of our life, like, I don't want to be like, nope, you can't come around, you're out of luck. That being said, I don't know how much that goes on, because I kind of, and sorry, I don't know,
I'm being noisy.
I don't know if like those blessings wear off over time. I kind of always assume they do, just because I feel like with any type of protection, when it's brand new, it's at its strongest, I'm going to say. And the longer it's around, the more it kind of gets weaker.
Well, the way I view it is you have to clean your house constantly. It's not like, oh, I did the dishes, now I'll never have to do the dishes again. No, I, you know, oh, yeah. I vacuumed, and so I'll never have to vacuum again. You continue to use your house and live in it, and you have to clean.
I guess people are always coming and going, too.
Yeah, people are coming and going. So the way I view it is you just, it's just another form of cleaning. You just have to keep cleaning your house so you can bless, and like, not to say that it's not going to work, and you might banish something from here permanently, but like you said, things might pass, people might come and check in on us. And I just say to things like, if you're here to upset my children, scare my children, then you need to leave. Like, even if it is your grandma checking in on us, if your grandma's gonna upset my kids, she can't stay. That sounds mean. I should have used my grandpa as an example, but yeah, nothing against them, but just, and I don't, you know, knowing them, they wouldn't want to upset our kids. So that's just the rules I'm laying down, is if you're gonna visit, don't upset my kids.
Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't had, like, I get a lot of weird noises and it's usually at night, but I don't know if they happen all day. You just can't hear them because the kids are so damn loud all the time. But it's like, yeah, last night I was sitting here, something fell. I don't know how many times I've heard the kids get out of bed only to go in there and check and there's nothing, you know. And it could totally be just like me hearing stuff in the middle of the night and being like overly paranoid, like, oh, better go check on the kids, you know, especially because our kids have been sick. And so I don't want to like go in there to find a mess, you know. So if I hear the kids stirring or whatever, like last night, our youngest daughter woke up and was in her room, like loud crying. And I was just like, ran in there because I'm like, oh, she had the flu, the stomach flu, like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she like was throwing up and stuff. And so my first thought was like, it's back. Because we had one year where our other daughter got it like two or three times. And it was just like ridiculous. Granted, no, I don't know. I don't think all of them were the flu. I think one was food poisoning. But still, it was like she threw up and then like a little while later she threw up again. And so last night our daughter started crying and I was just like ran in there. And it, you know, she just had to go to the bathroom. But there's so many times where I'll hear one of them either get out of bed or whatever. And I just go in there to check. Just because our daughter has trouble opening her door. And so I'll go in to check. And they're both just completely like, not kind of like you woke up and then went back to bed. Because that's kind of a light sleep, whatever. This was like dead asleep. Like sawing logs. Like they've been asleep for a while. And maybe they rolled a little bit, but they've not woken up. So yeah, I just have those little moments and then we go and bless the house and I don't really see anything. So that's why that one, just barely me seeing that thing at the computer desk was such a shock.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing your stories. I think I'm going to call it, but, thank you everyone for listening to another dud of an episode. I have a few more ideas on
I think people like ghosts. I don't know. My kid does.
What?
Like.
Oh, ghost stories? What was that? I thought that was your stomach.
That was the window.
Shut the hell up.
It was something just tapped the window.
Stop. Brady. Uh-huh.
I got that. Let me see. Success.
Shut the fuck up. Was it trying to make us afraid?
Well,
I legit thought that was your stomach.
No, but I guess we'll end this with the blessing after that.
Great success. It's saying it liked the podcast. The podcast was a success.
Okay. So that's, and it could just
have been, I hope.
I don't know. We got a lot of animals around here, too, so it could have been.
It could have been, but that's freaky, because I hate windows, and the one looking at me right now doesn't ever get covered completely by...
I know, I need to buy bigger blinds for that.
It's staring at me, and I'm just so uncomfortable now.
Yeah, I'll buy bigger blinds for it.
Anyways, I was saying I have a fun couple episodes in mind. So hopefully this one was fun with you, learning what an adverb is, if you understand that, getting some ghost stories and, watch and listen to me, like, shit my pants, so.
I still have to go check the pump.
Oh my gosh, you can wait till the morning.
It can.
It can wait. Oh my hell, don't leave and get murdered, and then he comes in after me next. I've been Amanda.
And I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
Hopefully there's a next time.
Shut to...